You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Dear friends, I'd like to share with you the Yesoidus of this year's Shabbos HaGadol Drosha Shnas Tuf Shin Pei Beis Abo Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael L'Toivo. Dear friends, the Seder is Mesuda. It seems for the children, like it says in Pasuk V'Gadata L'Vincha. And the method of the Seder is a series of questions and answers. And we start off with the Manishtana, and these questions and answers, which we have in Agudah, are specifically outlined. But we also do all kinds of things. The night of the Seder, the Lashon of the Chazal is Kedeshi Shalu HaTinoikis. We want to stimulate the children to ask the question. So it seems, if indeed our whole focus is the children, which is the Pashtus, the problem is the answers are not always obvious. In fact, from all of the Sephorim of the Torah, they say that the Haggadah has the most amount of Pirushim, thousands and thousands of Pirushim on the Haggadah, many of which try very hard to try to understand the answers to the questions. So if we are single-mindedly focused on answering the children, why are some of the answers so obscure? And in truth, the Lashon Haggadah mentions another thing. Sha'afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevoinim, kulanu zakenim, kulanu yoidim esatora mitzvah, Oleinu l'saper v'yitzias mitzayim, v'chol ha'malbe harei zeh meshubah. So it seems from these words, we're not just focusing towards the young children with the questions that we're asking. We're referring to all of us, and we are seemingly asking all of the questions that we have from mitchila ovdei avodah zarah, from the inception of Klal Yisrael, until the end of Chag Gadya, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechts the Malach HaMoves. So there's another question here. How, in the course of a Seder, are we answering everyone's questions? In fact, the Nusach, by many, including in my family, is after the kids ask the Manishtana, we say in Yiddish, Lama Fregen in Zatat in Himmel, let us ask Avinu Shebashamayim, all of us are the children, and we say the four kashas, everyone at the Seder. And then, when we finish asking the questions, we say, the Teret Sa'ala Kashis is, the answer to all the questions is, Avada Mayinu Lufari B'Mitzrayim, which seems to intimate that the answer to all of our questions that we ask in our hearts and minds throughout the entire Golus is hidden in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the key word Mitzvah Leinu L'Saper seems to indicate that the nature of the answer is not just an answer. It has to be an answer that's posed in a particular nusach that's tied to the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, by the way, the Mekubalim say, is not just Yetzias Mitzrayim. It refers to every golus, every person in every golus, from the beginning, from the time we left Mitzrayim until the Gula Asida B'mehera V'yameinu. And the Mekubalim also say that every person, when we get born to this world, every child in a normal delivery passes through the birthing chamber of the child's mother. That birthing chamber is called Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's normally a very narrow chamber, but miraculously, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a woman that when she gives birth, the chamber widens. So the Mekubalim say, every person, from the time they are born, is considered passing through Mitzrayim. Loshen min ha-meitzar karasi ka. From the narrow straits I called out to Hashem, as David HaMelech said. Now, some of the Mefoshei Haggadah say that the letters Seder, Samach, Dalet, Reish, is closely related to Pardes. We know that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael through four modalities, four methods. Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. The Seder, Samach, Dalet, Reish contains within it Soid, first. Dalet is Drush, Reish is Remez. But there's no Pei in Seder. And there are those who say that's because the Seder which we do on Pesach night is really without Pshat, because it can't be understood only with Pshat. Because the amount of material that's there for the amount of people cannot be understood al pi Pshat. You can only, so to speak, tackle it with Soid, Drush, and Remez. And we see the spiritual nature and secret of Sipur in his Hagdama Chaim Falaji's Hadama to his Sefer Mamloyes, and the piece that starts Hadover Hachi, he gives many Yesoides, any foundations we need for Limud HaTorah. And this particular piece that I'm quoting, he gives to understand that when the Torah gives us Sipurim, like the Sipurim of the Malachim, like the Sipur of Yankif Avinu, fighting with the Sar Shel Esav, these are not just stories. The stories of the Torah, which by extension refer to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Sipurim of the Gemara, and even Sipurim of the Tzadikim, these stories, so to speak, are not plain stories. These are stories which have an extraordinary spiritual power. Because he says, you see, that if the letter pei of one paro is missing, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. So we see from here that these stories, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that Istakol Be'araisu Bore Olmo, Kodesh Baruch Hu, who created the world through the words of the Torah, another deep Kabbalah concept. And the Torah is not kosher if it's missing even a single letter of one of these stories. And he explains that the reason for these spectacular secrets to be hidden in stories in particular is because a purely spiritual essence is an impossibility in a physical world. A malach, when it's sent down, cannot be in his regular malach state. It needs a levush. It needs some sort of covering to make it not obvious that it is a spiritual entity. So we now see the transcendent power of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we now, on a certain non-pshat level, on a soid level, and a remez drush level, we see how this Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can answer so many questions to so many different people. And we have to be mespalel, like David HaMelech was mespalel. He says, Gal einai v'yabita niflois m'toyrosecho. Kaloyma, Rabbeinu Shalom, psach einai, Rabbeinu Shalom, open our eyes. Ve'ere es soydis ha-toyro, ha-meluvoshim b'toyrosecho, she'ein b'nei adam yoidim oysam. Only the tzaddikim can really get a deep insight in these stories of the Torah, of the Chazal, of the Agarata, of the tzaddikim. So this is the essence of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is very similar, which we find from the Vilna Goyen and others, that the tiny parsha of Hazinu contains the name of every person that will ever be born in Klal Yisrael, the history of everything that will happen in Klal Yisrael. It's obviously not obvious, and it's astounding statement because Hazinu is such a tiny parsha. And we have quoted in the past the story of the Talmud, of the Ramban, Avner, who it seems he said he became an apikoires, because the Ramban once said this quote, that the name of every person is hidden in Parshas Hazinu. We won't go there now. But while we're talking about the Sipurim, two things seem to stand out. One of them, that a relatively small amount of words can contain such astounding amount of information. And secondly, these small amount of words are exceedingly obscure. And it seems that the reason it's obscure is the power of the Sipo is, so to speak, enhanced by its obscurity. The more something is hidden, the more Kedusha it can contain. And Rav Nachman Braslov of Schusa Yogan Aleinu has an amazing short piece in Ois Reish Mem Gimel, in Lekutei Maran. He says, be aware of the fact, da, sheyesh tzadik gadol ma'od, she'ein ha'olam yochol lizboil kedushasai. Very similar to the words of Rav Chaim Falaji, which we quoted, regarding why malachim cannot exist in this world without a guf. They have to appear in this world, not only as a malach, but in a physical form. He says that there are tzaddikim that are so holy that they would not be able to exist in this world similarly unless they were completely and totally hidden. And they bring down on this piece of Lekutei Maran that somebody once asked Reb Nachman if it's possible that there is a great tzaddik who you can't see any mofsim from, and could such a great tzaddik who you don't see nothing from be as great as another tzaddik that you see significant mofsim from, significant miracle. So Reb Nachman answered, Bavadai. There certainly can be tzaddikim who are as great being hidden as other tzaddikim which are open. And not only that, that this tzaddik, who is Behesta, who is totally hidden, he could yet be greater than the tzaddik, where you see open muffs and open miracles from this person. And he brings a very fascinating raya, a proof. There are two Shemus, two names of Hashem. One is the name of Yud-Ke Vuv-Ke, which we pronounce Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And then there is the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So which one of these two names is more hidden? The Shem Yud-Ke Vuv-Ke is the one that's more hidden, because if you would pronounce it as it's written, as it looks like, it's not Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And yet, the greater, so to speak, significance and greatness of the name Yud-Ke and then Vuv-Ke is because it's not pronounced the way it looks. So to speak, it's more hidden. This is what Reb Nachman says. And he brings another fascinating thing. That this is the reason why, in Masechtas Yedayim, Perek Gimel, it says, Kol Hashirim Kodesh, all of the songs are holy. Shir Hashirim Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Shir Hashirim is, so to speak, the Holy of Holies, is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Explains Reb Nachman that Shlomo HaMelech wrote Mishlei, he wrote Keheles, and he wrote Shir Hashirim. And if you look at Mishlei and Keheles, they're full of Musar and Yirah Shamayim, and they also have the names of Hashem in the Psukim, in Shir Hashirim and Keheles. Aval b'Shir Hashirim eina nimtza teves kedusha v'tara klal. Shir Hashirim, of all of the things that Shlomo HaMelech wrote, that's the only one that the holiness is obscure. It doesn't say the Shem Hashem, interestingly. And Megillus Esther also doesn't say the Shem Hashem. And it could be for the same reason that Reb Nachman is saying. Because the greatest holiness is in the most hidden place. And we also find that the essence of Geulas Mitzrayim and the essence of the Geula Asida come from which one of the Shvatim? The essence comes from Yosef HaTzadik. The Meforshei HaTorah say we could never have gotten out of Mitzrayim if Moshe would not have taken along Aharon and Shel Yosef. And the famous Maimah that said is, Hayom Rav Ayonois, the Yamsuf saw something and, so to speak, ran away. It split. So the Chazal say, Ma Ra Hayom, what did the ocean see? So the answer, Aharon and Shel Yosef. Only through the power of Yosef could Klal Yisrael pass the Yamsuf, and the Yamsuf split. And we see similarly that before Mashiach will come Mashiach ben David, the Masorah is that there has to be Mashiach ben Yosef. So the future Geula b'mehera v'yameinu also needs the Yesod of Yosef. Why Yosef? So if we follow this Mahalach that we're sharing now, we see that Yosef was special from all of the Shvatim, because even his brothers could not recognize who he was. That's why they sold him to Mitzrayim. So this spectacular power of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim seems to be directly related, in part, because it's obscure, and because you can't see it. But we have a Mesorah that, as we said before, certain holy Jews who are Mespalel, Gal Einai V'Yabita Neflois Meteresecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu should open our eyes and we should see the Neflois, that we can occasionally catch glimpses, and also our Tzaddikim, which there is in every door, by the way, which includes the Lamed Vuv Tzaddikim, who have to be hidden, following the same logic that we're discussing. Through the words of the Tzaddikim, both in their Torahs and in their Sipurim, they can open our eyes, Galenai, and we could see and hear amazing things. In summation, just to end the shir with a very powerful story that illustrates how even the smallest of Torahs, when they are connected to holy Tzaddikim, they could contain vast amounts of secrets of the Torah and wonderful chidushim. That the story is told of Rabbi Yankiv Shamshon Meshepetivka, one of the great early Rebbes, that came to Eretz Yisrael and he saw that there were many of the people that he knew that came from Poland that were literally dying of hunger in Eretz Yisrael. And he made up his mind he's going to collect money in the Sephardish and Mekremis in Egypt and in Iraq on their behalf. And when he came to a particular town, he met a very holy tzaddik, a chacham, and he introduced himself, Rabbi Yankiv Shamshon, and he said he comes from Poland. And this chacham, who it seemed never left Svard, asked Rabbi Yankiv Shamshon, do you know a particular tzaddik from Poland whose name is Reb Baruch Memezhbish? And he responded, do I know him? I am his Talmud Muvak, his devoted, close Talmud. And the chacham became very animated And said to Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin, please tell me over a devout Torah from Rabbi Yochanan Mezhvish. And the story goes that at that moment, Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin, who had a well-known reputation that he never forgot anything he learned, he forgot everything that he learned from his Rebbe, from Rabbi Yochanan Mezhvish. And he was astounded that this happened to him, and he was very sad, and this Chacham was also sad. And he was trying very hard to remember something to tell the Chacham. So finally he told Chacham, I remember a very small thing that he said, that in benching, when it says Noida Lecha, there's a whole list of things that we praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Al Shechat Alav Yisenu, Eretz Chamdotoy V'Rochova, many, many things. He gave us the land, he gave us the Torah, he was poured us from Mitzrayim. And the next paragraph in benching goes, V'Al HaKoel, Hashem Elokeinu, Anachnu Moidim Lach, Mevorchem Oysa, etc., etc. So, Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin said to the Chacham that Rabbi Ochel said, then more than anything else that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we give the most praise for the fact, Hashem Elokeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God, and we did not stray. That was the vault that Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin told the Chacham, at which point the Chacham became very agitated and told Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin, this is a small thing by you? And the story continues that the Chacham rose and started telling him Rosei Torah, the secrets of the Torah, for 3 days. They became so connected to the Torah that they did not eat, they did not sleep. All coming from this vort that Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin said from his Rebbe was a small vort. Until finally Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin was not able to handle the Kedusha that this Chacham was telling him that was connected to this Maimer of his Rebbe, Rebbe Baruch Hu. He nearly collapsed. He had to end this discussion. It could have gone longer. And Rabbi Yankiv Shamshin asked the Chacham, how did you meet my Rebbe? You're here in Sfad. He lives in Poland. He never came here. You never went there. So the Chacham said, I saw him Lamaila in Shamayim, because he is acquainted with the Shvilei Dishmaya, like the, so to speak, the path in heaven, Kishvile Da'ara. This is a Lashon of the Chazal. He is so knowledgeable in the ways of heaven, like people are knowledgeable how to walk through their neighborhood. So, dear friends, we have to connect ourselves as we do at the beginning of the Haggadah. Maisa, Rebeloza, Rebelo, Shemisaprim, Itzias Mitzrayim, all night until Higiyas Krishma Shal Shachas. So, with the power of the Tzaddikim and their knowledge of the Torah Kedusha, we should connect to them, and our hearts and minds should be opened, and we should be able to feel the Geula, to see the Geula for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael. Kushon uvchelach miyantav.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.